Talk Radio. Ancient Egypt, the land of gods, demons, and heroes. Travel through the sands of time to a time when gods roamed the earth and magic ruled the day. Tales of power, of love, of betrayal. These are the myths and legends of ancient Egypt. The judgments of Horus and Seth, mysterious in forms and mightiest of the princes and magnates who came into existence. Now Horus was a young one that was seated in the presence of Nebarjar, the Lord of the End, claiming the office of his father Osiris Unanafar, son of Ptah, who illuminates the west with his color, while Thoth was presenting the complete eye to the great prince who is in Iunu, Heliopolis. Then said Shu, the son of Raya, in the presence of Itamo, Atum, the Great One, who is in Iunu.
The Ayat is a possessor of Sakhan power. Bestow it by saying, award the office to Horus.
Said Thoth to the Ennead.
It is Ma'ayat a billion times.
Isis then let loose a loud ululation, rejoicing exceedingly, and she came before the Nebarjar and said,
North wind, go to the west. Depart with the news in Nennefer on the coast. It is the first time then the judge was called in Ma'at.
Then said Shu, the son of Raya,
the one who presents the complete eye is loyal to the Iliad.
Said the Nebarjar,
indeed. What is the meaning of your exercising authority alone by yourselves?
Said Inharit, Anhur, god of war from Thinis.
He shall assume the cartouche of Horus, and the white crown shall be placed upon his head.
The Nebarjar was silent a long while, being furious at his Ennead. Then Seth, son of Nuat, said,
have him dismissed outside with me, that I may let you see my hand prevail over his hand in the presence of the Ennead.
Said Thoth to him,
shouldn't we ascertain the impostor? It is while Horus, son of Osiris, is still living that his office to be bestowed to Seth?
Raya Har Akhti became exceedingly furious, for his wish was to give the crown and cartouche to Seth, great in virility, the son of Nuat. Inharit let out a loud bellow before the face of the Ennead, saying,
what shall we do?
Then Itamo, the great prince in Iunu, said,
have Batnabjanut, the great god, summoned, that he may judge between youths.
Batnabjanut, the great god who resides in the island of Sahel and Ptah-Tanen, were brought before Itamo, and he told them,
judge between the two youths and stop them from combating every day.
Batnabjarut, the great living god, answered what he had said.
Do not have us exercise authority ignorantly. Have sent a letter to Neith the Great, mother of the god. What she says, we shall do.
The Ennead said to Batnabjarut, the great living god, it is the first time they have been judged in the court of Ma'ayat. Then said the Ennead to Thoth in the presence of the Nebarjar,
please compose a letter to Neith the Great, mother of the god, in the name of the Nebarjar, the bull who resides in the Iunu.
Said Thoth,
I will do so, surely. I will do so. I will do.
Then he sat down to compose the letter and wrote, "The King of Upper and Lower Egypt, Raiha, Idabu, beloved of Thoth, the Lord of the Two Lands, dweller in Iulu, the solar disk that shines light over the two lands with its color, the Nile mighty in inundation, Raya Har Achiter, neath the great, mother of the god who showed lights in the first place, living in health, rejuvenated the light manifestation of the Nabarjar, the bull in Iulu, being the good king of Egypt. Know that your humble servant spent all night on behalf of Osiris, consulting the two lands daily, while Sabak endures to the end of time. What do we do for these two individuals who for 80 years now have been in tribunal, but neither of whom can be judged? Write us what we should do."
Neith, the great mother, the god, sent a letter to the Inead saying,
"Award the office of Osiris to his son Horus. Do not commit blatant acts of iniquity, which are illegal, or I shall anger so that the celestial sky shall fall to the land. The Nabarjar, the bull who resides in Iulu, should be told to bestow upon Seth and his possessions. Give him Anat and Astarte, your two daughters, and install Horus in the position of his father Osiris."
So the letter of Neith, the great mother of the god, reached this Inead as they were sitting in the court of Horus of the projecting horns, and the letter was delivered into the hand of Thoth. He read it out in the presence of the Nabarjar and the entire Inead, and they declared unanimously,
"The goddess is righteous!
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 Righteous! Righteous!"
The Nabarjar became furious at Horus and scolded him, saying,
"You are despicable in your body, and this office far surpasses you, child, so young. The aroma of your mouth is bad."
Inharit and the Inead that constituted the Council of 30 became 1,000,000 times furious. The god Ba'ba'i stood up and he told Ra-Har-Akhetir,
"Your shrine is vacant."
Ra-Har-Akhetir took offense at the insult that was said to him and lay upon his back very saddened. The Inead went outside and let out loud cry to the face of Ba'ba'i the god. They told him,
Get out!
"This offense you have committed is exceedingly great."
Exceedingly great.
Exceedingly great.
Exceedingly great.
They then all departed to their tents. So the great god Ra spent a day lying on his back in his pavilion, very saddened and alone by himself. After a long while, it was Hathor, the lady of the southern sycamore, came and stood before her father, the Nabarjar, and she exposed her vulva before his eyes. At this, Ra laughed at her and got right up and sat down with the Inead. He said to Horus and Seth,
"Speak concerning yourselves."
Seth, son of Nuat, said,
"I am Seth, great in virility among the Inead. For I slay the opponents of Raya daily. All I am at the prow of the bark of millions of years, and not any god but myself is able to do it. I should receive the office of Osiris."
Then the Inead said,
Seth, son of Nuat, is righteous.
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 Righteous. Righteous.
Inharit and Thoth let out a loud bellow, saying,
"It is while a bodily sound is still living that the office is to be awarded to a maternal uncle.
My maternal uncle!
Then said the Batnabjarut, the living great god.
Is it while Seth, his elder brother, is still living that the office is to be awarded to a child?
The Ennead let loose a loud cry before the face of the Nabarjar and said to him,
What is the meaning of the words that you have said which are unfit to be heard?
Unfit to
unfit,
said Horus, son of Isis.
It is no good. This cheating me in the presence of the Ennead is depriving me of the office of my father Osiris.
Isis became furious at the Ennead and took an oath by the goddess in presence of the Ennead.
By my mother Neith, the goddess, and by Tar Tatanen, loftier queen who curbs the horns of gods, these matters should be submitted before Itel, the great prince who is in Ian, and also before Ra Hepha, who resides in Spar.
The Ennead said to her,
Do not become angry. The rights will be given to the one who is in Ma'ayat.
All that you have said will be done.
Seth, son of Nu'at, became furious at the Ennead when they said these words to Isis, the great mother of the god. So Seth said to them,
I shall take my scepter of 4,500 numsup weight and kill one of you a day.
And Seth took an oath by the Nebarjar, saying,
I shall not go to law in the tribunal while Isis is still in it.
Said Rahar Achitye to them,
You shall ferry across to the island of the center and decide between them there. Tell Nabduya, the ferryman, not to ferry any women across resembling Isis.
So the Ennead ferried across to the island in the center, sat down and ate bread. Isis came and approached them at Namtuya, the ferryman, as he was sitting near his boat after she transformed herself into an old woman hobbling with a limp and wearing a small golden signet ring on her hand. Isis said to him,
It is in order that you might ferry me across to the island in the center, that I come to you. Because it is for the younger child that I have come, carrying the bowl of Emma Polly, since he has been tending some cattle on the island some 5 days now, and he is hungry.
Namtia said to her,
I have been told not to ferry any woman across.
She replied,
It is with reference to Isis that you have been told it which is meant.
He returned,
What will you give me in order that you may be ferried across to the island in the center?
Isis said,
I will give you the cake.
He said,
What good is it to me? Your cake? It is in exchange for your cake that I should ferry you across to the island in the center, which I have been told not to ferry any woman across?
She then replied,
I will give you the golden signet ring.
Namtia said to her,
Hand over the signet ring.
She gave him the ring, and then he ferried her across to the island in the center. As she was walking under the trees, she looked and saw the Ennead sitting eating bread in the presence of the Nabarjar in his pavilion tent. Seth looked and saw her when he came closer. Then she conjured by means of her Haka magic, transforming herself into a maiden whose body was beautiful and whose like did not exist throughout all the land. Seth then lusted for her primally. Seth got up from his bread with the great Ennead and proceeded to overtake her, no one having seen her except himself. Then he stood behind a sycamore tree and called to her. Seth said to her,
I am here with you, beautiful maiden.
She replied,
Reflect, great lord. I was a wife with the cattle men to whom my boy is son. My husband died and the child started tending his father's cattle. The stranger came and settled in my stable and he said this to my son.
Seth said to her,
I shall beat you, confiscate your father's cattle and evict you. It is my desire that you be a champion.
Is it while the son of the male is still living that the cattle are to be given to the stranger?
Isis then transformed herself into a kite bird, flew up and perched at the top of an acacia tree. She called to Seth and said to him,
"Be ashamed. It is your own clever mouth that has said it. It is your own cleverness that has judged you. Combat have you now."
Seth felt shame. He went to Ra'ahar Achitir and said to him,
"What's bothering you still?"
Then Ra'ahar Achitir said to him,
"Since there is not known any other method of dispossessing him, that wicked woman has come to me again. She tricked me again, having transformed herself into a beautiful maiden before my eyes. She said to me, 'As for me, I was a wife with cattlemen. He died and I bore him a son, who is attending some of his father's castle. A stranger took lodging in my stable with my son, and I gave him meals. Now after many days following this, the visitor then said to my son, "I shall beat you and confiscate your father's cattle, and they will become mine," he said in speaking to my son. So she said to me,
"And what did you say to her?"
So Seth said to him,
"I said to her, 'It is while the son of the male is still living that the cattle are to be given to the stranger.' So I said to her, 'The visitor's face should be smited with the rod, and he should be evicted, your son but in his father's position.' So I said to her."
Thereupon Ra'ahar Achitir said to him,
"Now look here. It is you yourself that has judged your own self. What comeback do you have now?"
So Seth said to him,
"Have Namduye the ferryman, and have severe punishment inflicted upon him, saying, 'Why did you let her be ferried across?'"
So it was said to him. Then Namtya, the ferryman, was brought before the Ennead, and the forepart of his feet removed. So Namtya, he abjured gold, even to this day in the presence of the great Ennead, say,
"Gold shall be because of me an abomination unto my city."
Then the Ennead ferried across the western track and sat down on the mountain. Now at the evening time, Ra'ahar Achitir and Itham, or midday and evening suns, lord of the two lands, one of Iunu, wrote to the Ennead saying,
"What are you doing still sitting here? As for the two youths, you will be having them finish out their lifetime in the tribunal. When my letter reaches you, you shall place the white crown upon the head of Horus, son of Osiris and Isis, and appoint him to the position of his father Osiris."
Seth became terribly furious. So the Ennead said to Seth,
"Why have you become so furious?"
"It is not in accordance with what Itamu, lord of the two lands, one of Iunu, and Ra'ahar Achitir, have said that should be carried out."
So the white crown was set upon the head of Horus, son of Osiris and Isis. Seth, being very angry, let out a loud bellow before the face of this Ennead, saying,
"Is while I am still living as his elder brother that the office is to be awarded to my younger brother?"
Then he took an oath,
"The white crown shall be removed from the head of Horus, son of Osiris and Isis, and he shall be thrown into the waters in order that I may contend with him for the office of the ruler."
Ra'ahar Achitir acquiesced. Seth said to Horus,
"Come, let us both transform into hippopotami and submerge in the deep waters in the midst of the great green sea. Now, as for the one who shall emerge within the span of 3 whole months, the office should not be awarded him."
Then they both submerged, so Isis sat down and wept, saying, she fetched a skein of yarn and fashioned a line. She then fetched a dubbin weight of copper, cast it in the form of a harpoon, tied the line to it, and hurled it into the water at the place where Horus and Seth submerged. The harpoon bit into the body of her son Horus, and he let out a loud shriek, saying,
"Help me, Mother Isis, my mother! Appeal to your copper to let go of me! I am Horus, son of Isis!"
Isis then let out a loud shriek and made utterance to her copper.
"Let go of him! See to my son Horus! He is my child!"
So the copper let go of him. She hurled it back into the water, and it bit into the body of Seth. He let out a loud shriek, saying,
"What have I done against you, my sister Isis? Appeal to your copper and let go of me. I am your maternal brother, Isis."
She felt exceedingly compassionate toward him. Seth called to her, saying,
"Do you prefer the stranger to your maternal brother, Seth?"
Isis then appealed to her copper, saying,
"Let go of him! See, it is the maternal brother of Isis whom you have bitten into."
So the copper let go of him. Horus, son of Isis, became furious at his mother Isis, and went out with his face as fierce as an upper Egyptian leopard, having his cleaver of 16 dubbin weight in his hand. He removed the head of his mother Isis, put it in his arms, and ascended the mountain. Isis transformed herself into a statue of flint which had no head. Ra-Har-Akhtia said to Thoth,
"What is that which you arrived having no head?"
Thoth told Ra-Har-Akhtia,
"My good lord, that is Isis the Great, mother of the god, after Horus, her son, removed her head."
Ra-Har-Akhtia let out a loud bellow and said to the Ennead,
"Let us go and inflict severe punishment upon him."
Then the Ennead ascended those mountains in order to search for Horus, son of Osiris and Isis. As for Horus, he was lying under a shanusha tree in the land of the oasis. Seth found him and seized hold of him and threw him down upon the back of the mountain, removed his 2 eyes from their sockets, and buried them on the mountain so as to illuminate the land. The 2 balls of his eyes became 2 bulbs, which grew into lotuses. Seth came away and told Ra-Har-Akhtia falsely,
"I did not find Horus,"
even though he had found him. Hathor, mistress of the southern sycamore, set out, and she found Horus lying weeping in the desert. She captured a gazelle and milked it. She said to Horus,
"Open your eyes, that I may put this milk in them."
So he opened up his eyes, and she put the milk into them. Putting some in the right socket and some in the left socket, she told him,
"Open your eyes."
He opened his eyes. She looked at them, and they were healed, complete. She set out to tell Ra-Har-Akhtia,
"I found Horus after Seth had deprived him of his eyes, but I've restored him back. See, he has returned."
Said the Ennead,
"Let Horus and Seth the summoned in order that they may be judged."
Judged.
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 They then were brought before the Ennead. Said the Nabarjar before the great Ennead to Horus and Seth,
"Go and obey what I tell you. You should eat and drink so that we may have peace. Stop combating every day on and on."
Seth told Horus,
"Come, let us make festival in my home."
Horus replied to him,
"I will do so, surely. I will do so.
I will do. I will do so, surely. I will do so. I will do.
After the festivities at night time, bed was prepared for them, and they both lay down. During the night, Seth caused his phallus to become stiff and inserted it between the buttocks of Horus. Then Horus placed his hands between his thighs and received the semen of Seth. Horus went to tell his mother Isis.
Help me, Isis! My mother, come see what Seth has done to me!
He opened his hands and let her see the semen of Seth. She let out a loud shriek, seized her copper, cut off his hands, and threw them into the water. Isis then restored for him hands that were their equal. Then she fetched some fragrant ointment and applied it to the phallus of Horus. She caused it to become stiff and inserted it into a pot, and she caused his semen to flow down into it. Isis at morning time went carrying the semen of Horus into the garden of Seth and said to his gardener, The gardener told her,
He does not eat any vegetables here except the phallic lettuce.
Isis added the semen of Horus into it. Seth returned according to his daily habit to eat the lettuce. He then became pregnant with the semen of Horus. Seth went to tell Horus,
Come, let's go that I may contend with you in the tribunal.
Horus told him,
I will do so, surely. I will do so. I will do.
They both went to the tribunal and stood in the presence of the great Ennead. Said the Ennead to them,
Speak concerning yourselves,
said Seth.
Let me be awarded the office of majesty, life, prosperity, health. As for Horus, the one who is standing, I have performed the labor of a male against him.
The Ennead let out a loud cry. He spewed and spat at Horus's face. Horus laughed at them. Horus then took an oath by the god.
All that Seth has said is false! Let the semen of Seth be summoned, that we may see you from where it answers, and mine own be summoned, that we may see where it answers.
Then Thoth, lord of scribing and scribe of Ma'ayath for the Ennead, put his hand on the shoulder of Horus and said,
Come out, you semen of Seth.
It answered him from the waters in the interior of the bed of the cucumbers. Thoth put his hand on the shoulders of Seth and said,
Come out, you semen of Horus.
It said to him,
Where should I come from?
Thoth said to it,
Come out from his ear.
It said to him,
Is it from here that I should issue forth, seeing that I am a divine seed?
Thoth said to the semen,
Come out from the top of his head.
It emerged as a golden solar disk upon Seth's head. Seth became enraged and extended his hands to seize the golden disk. Thoth took it away from him and placed it upon his own head. The Ennead then said,
Horus is righteous!
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 Righteous! Righteous!
Seth is wrong!
Seth became enraged and let out a loud bellow when they said that he was wrong. So Seth took a great oath by the god.
He shall not be awarded the office until he has been dismissed outside with me and we build ourselves some stone ships and race each other. No, as for the one who shall prevail over his rival, used to be awarded the office of majesty, life, prosperity, health.
Horus built for himself a boat of pine, plastered it over with gypsum, and launched it into the water at evening time without anybody who was in the entire land having observed it. Seth saw the boat of Horus and thought it was made of stone. He went to the mountain, cut off the entire mountain top, and built for himself a boat of stone of 138 cubits. They embarked upon their ships in the presence of the Ennead. The boat of Seth sank in the water. Seth then transformed himself into hippopotamus and rammed the boat of Horus. Horus took his copper and hurled it into the body of Seth. The Ennead then told him,
"Do not hurl it into him!"
Horus gathered his harpoons, put them in his boat, and sailed downstream to Sais in order to speak to Neith, the great mother of the god.
"Let judgment be passed upon me and Seth, seeing that it is 80 years now that we have been in the tribunal, and they have been unable to pass judgment on us, nor has he yet been vindicated against me. But it is 1,000 times now that I have been righteous against him every day, though he does not regard anything to any, and has said, I have combated against him in the court of Horus with the projecting horns, and I have been vindicated against him. I have combated with him in the court of the field of rushes, and I have been vindicated against him. I have combated with him in the courts of the pool of the field, and I have been vindicated against him!"
The Ennead said to Shu, son of Ra,
"Horus, the son of Osiris and Isis, is righteous in all that he has said."
Righteous!
Thoth then said to the Nabarjar,
"Have a letter sent to Osiris, so he may judge between the two youths."
Then said Shu of Ra, Said the Nabarjar to Thoth,
"Sit down and compose a letter to Osiris, that we may learn what he has to say."
Thoth then sat down to scribe a letter to Osiris with the words,
"Bull, the lion who hunts for himself, the two ladies, protecting the gods and subduing the two lands, Horus of gold, who invented mankind in the primeval time, the king of Upper and Lower Egypt, Bull dwelling in Iuru, life, prosperity, health, son of Ptah, glorious one of the two banks, appearing as father of his Ennead while he eats of gold and glaze, the possessor of sanctity, life, prosperity, health. Please write us what we should do for Horus and Seth, so that we do not exercise authority ignorantly."
Following this, the letter reached the king, son of Ra, great in bounty and master of sustenance. He let loose a bellow after the letter was read out in his presence. He answered it very quickly to the place where the Nabarjar was together with the Ennead, saying,
"Why should my son Horus be cheated when it was I that made you mighty? And it was I who could create barley and emmer in order to sustain the gods as well as the cattle of humankind following the gods. Whereas not any god or goddess found himself to do it?"
Osiris's letter reached the place where Ra Har Akhetie was, sitting together with the Ennead on the white mound of Chatzat. It was read out in his and the Ennead's presence. In Ra Har Akhetie said,
"Please answer for me the letter very quickly to Osiris, and tell him in the letter, if you would not come into being and if you had not been born, barley and emmer would exist anyway."
The letter of the Nabarjar reached Osiris, and it was read out in his presence, and he again wrote to Ra Har Akhetie as follows,
"It is exceedingly good, all that which you have done. O you who created the Ennead as an accomplishment, although Ma'at was allowed to sink down within the Duat, far world, please look at the situation also on your part. As for the land in which I am, it is filled with savage-faced messengers. who do not fear any god or goddess. I have but to let them go forth, and they will fetch the hearts of whoever commits misdeeds, and they will be here with me. Indeed, what is the meaning of my happening to be here, dead in the west, while you are all outside? Who among they is there that is mightier than I? But see, you have created injustice as an accomplishment. When Ptah the Great, south of his wall, lord of the Imahtauya, created the sky, is it not so that he told the stars that are in it? It is in the west where the Pharaoh Osiris is that you shall set every night. Now after the gods, so patricians and commoners also shall go to rest in the place where you are.
This is what he said to me. Afterward, following the letter of Osiris, reached the place where the Nabarjar was together with the Ennead. Thoth received the letter and read it out in the presence of Ra Har Akhite and the Ennead. They said,
"The great in bounty and master of sustenance, life, prosperity, health, is doubly righteous in all that he has said."
Seth said,
"Let us be taken to the island in the center, but I may come back with him."
He went to the island in the center, and Horus was vindicated against him. Tammu, lord of the two lands, dweller in Iunu, sent to Isis, saying,
"Bring Seth, restrained with fetters."
Isis brought Seth, restrained with fetters, as a prisoner. Tammu said to him,
"Why do not allow yourself to be judged, but usurp for yourself the office of Horus?"
Said Seth,
"On the contrary, my good lord, let Horus, son of Osiris and Isis, be summoned and awarded the office of his father Osiris."
Horus, son of Isis, was brought, and the white crown was set upon his head, and he was installed in the position of his father Osiris. He was told,
"You are a good pharaoh of Egypt. You are the good lord, life, prosperity, health of every land unto the end of all."
Isis then let out a ululation on behalf of her son Horus, saying,
"You are the good pharaoh. My heart is in joy. You have illumined the land with your complexion."
Ptah the Great, south of his wall, lord of Akhtauya, said,
"What shall be done for Seth? For see, Horus has been installed in the position of his father Osiris."
Said Ra Har Akhite,
"Let Seth, son of Nuat, be delivered to me, so that he may dwell with me, being in my company as a son. And he shall thunder in the sky and be feared."
A herald went and told Ra Har Akhite,
"Horus, son of Osiris and Isis, has arisen as ruler, life, prosperity, health."
Rayahar Akhite rejoiced exceedingly and said to the Ennead,
"You shall jubilate from one land to the next for Horus, son of Isis."
Said Isis,
"Horus has risen as a ruler, life, prosperity, health. The Ennead is in the festivities.
They donned wreaths when they saw Horus, son of Isis, arisen as a great ruler, life, prosperity, health of Egypt. As for the Ennead, their hearts were satisfied, and the entire land was in exultation when they saw Horus, son of Osiris and Isis, assigned to the office of his father Osiris, lord Abusiris. Thus conclude successfully in Watsut, the place of Ma'ayat. Wealth of Ancient Egypt, Jebba Marketplace at jebba.org/marketplace. That's djeba.org/marketplace. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation of The Judgment of Horus and Seth, a myth of ancient Egypt taken from the Chester Beatty Papyrus I. This New Kingdom hieratic text dates to Dynasty 20, the reign of Raya Usur Ma'at Seheper An Raya. Raya Iman Hepesh Har Mes Aya Aya Hepesh Af Maria Iman Raya Masasu, known today as Ramses V. He reigned but 4 years between approximately 1145 to 1141 BCE. According to Alfred Hermann in Altägyptische Liebesdichtung, the writing style is indicative of the Ramesside period, with its more liberal use of crude humor with the gods. The composition was analyzed by Joachim Spiegel in Die Ursachen von Streit des Horus und Seth in Papyrus Bati, ein als Literaturwerk, and he concluded the basic structure originates in the Middle Kingdom. It is also known that divine writings were far more conservative in language, especially in the early part of the period. Additionally, the scene of Horus and Seth becoming hippopotami to do battle is specifically referenced in two separate papyri documenting the good and combative days. Parajaba included this research in the Ancient Egyptian Calendar Project, found at jebba.org/calendar, djeba.org/calendar. For further research and analysis of this text, consider subscribing to Parayach of Parajaba, the Utia Library, found at djeba.org/per-ankh. Subscription is just $10 a year, and it is a wealth of information on Egypt of all eras, with peer-reviewed scholarly papers, web links, videos, music, and much more. Register free at the Parayach for access to Parajaba video productions and other documentaries. Follow the links at Khemta Radio at khemetradio.net, our podcast station on the net. Judgment of Horus and Seth was prepared for Kemet Radio by Patrick A. McCoy. Special guest voice for the part of Isis by Naomi Ozanik. Join us next time for another myth from ancient Egypt. Myths and Legends of Ancient Egypt is a production of Khemta Radio. Visit on the web at khemetradio.net. Contact us at khemetradio@djeba.org. Khemta Radio is brought to you by Parjaba, reconstructing ancient Egyptian culture. Visit Parjaba online at djeba.org.